Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there, I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Chitty.
Happy National Fondue Month.
Woo-woo.
We're going to learn how to prevent separation of fondue.
Ooh.
And what to do with the leftovers.
Leftovers?
I know, right?
Nope.
We're going to talk about what types of food to dip in your fondue.
Ooh.
We're going to learn some miscellaneous recipes.
Okay.
We're going to learn about Philadelphia brand's role in a no-hole bagel.
Whoa.
And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy jokes.
Love a joke.
Stay tuned for episode 116, Deja Fondue, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. According to nationaltoday.com, February is National Fondue Month.
Whoa.
November is National Fun with Fondue Month.
Oh,
and
that's right.
I do not know the difference.
Me neither.
Nor do I care.
Yeah.
Fondue is one of my favorite foods.
Me too.
Now, obviously, in a show about cheese, we've covered fondue before.
Yep.
We covered it in season 2, episode 25,
yeah,
and episode 103, Fun with
right.
Fondue, and I know there are a few others.
Yep.
We primarily know fondue as a cheese dish.
Yeah.
It's described in Wikipedia as a melted cheese and wine dish served in a communal pot.
Yep.
It's over a portable stove, and it's eaten by dipping food into the cheese using long-stemmed forks.
Yummy.
It was promoted as the Swiss national dish by the Swiss Cheese Union,
yep,
in the 1930s,
whoa,
and it was popularized in North America in the 60s.
Yeah.
We also know some of the other things that you can use for fondue, like hot,
yeah,
oil or broth, or even chocolate. Typically, cheeses like Emmentaler or Gruyere or other Swiss-type cheeses are used.
Yeah.
They're usually blended with wine and seasoning, and they typically add cornstarch to stabilize and thicken the mixture.
Mm.
We also assume you know one of the biggest rules of fondue.
Yep.
And that is no double dipping.
I
think that should be the rule in a lot of different foods,
yeah,
but it's a big one for fondue.
Yeah.
So we're coming at this episode figuring you've listened to some of those older episodes,
yeah,
and you know a little bit already about fondue.
Yeah, yeah.
But we want to talk about what happens with your fondue when it starts to split and separate.
Ew.
According to foodcrumbles.com, there's a way to prevent clumpy cheese.
Ooh, okay.
They talk a little bit about caseins.
Caseins.
Casein and whey are the two main proteins found in cow's milk.
Oh, yeah.
And casein is really the reason why milk can curdle.
Oh.
And it's one of the reasons why we have cheese.
Ooh.
The article describes casein proteins as long strands of amino acids. They liken it to a necklace with individual acids making up the beads. And they say the beads aren't passive, that they can interact with the environment.
Ooh.
They can also interact with each other. They may repel or attract one another.
Oh.
Or they can interact with other components present in the cheese fondue.
Whoa.
So when the cheese is melted, those proteins move around and they can reorganize themselves.
Oh, okay.
They say that casein proteins are negatively charged and calcium ions are positively charged, and they attract one another.
Okay.
They align themselves, they form large networks, and the network is what makes the cheese fondue stringy.
Oh, wow.
The more tightly bound the calcium and protein network is, the more stringy the cheese.
Ooh.
But in a cheese fondue, you don't really want these networks to form.
No.
They talk here about the traditional cheeses for fondue,
okay,
like Gruyere or Emmentaler,
ooh,
or Appenzeller.
Yum.
And this is mostly because they're not prone to clumping.
Oh.
They also say that you should choose cheeses that have been ripened for a longer period of time.
Oh, okay.
So fresh cheeses like Paneer and Queso Fresco are not suitable for cheese fondue.
Oh.
They also say that acid helps to remove calcium during cheese making.
Okay.
And this makes a cheese less prone to being stringy.
Whoa.
And back in the day, I used to think that fondue was just melted cheese.
Yeah, right?
But it really isn't. You have to add a little bit,
yeah,
of extra liquid. And wine seems to be one of the most perfect things to use because it has a desirable acidity level.
Okay.
They say if you use pure vinegar or lemon, that both are too acidic,
oh,
and you run the risk of making the liquid too sour.
Oh, yuck.
And they also say that actually heating the cheese and wine for a little bit of time will actually make most of the alcohol evaporate.
Oh.
Adding starch ensures that these casein proteins stay apart and they can't form clumps.
Ooh.
They say here that using processed cheese can sometimes help stabilize the fondue.
Really?
It's recommended that you add the liquid before adding the cheese to your fondue pot.
Okay.
They also recommend grating the cheese to make the fondue smoother.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They say not to overheat,
yeah,
and not to stir excessively.
Whoa.
And once you've got that fondue done and you've eaten most of it, what are,
mm-hmm,
you going to do with the leftovers?
Leftovers? Who has
I know I don't usually, but maybe somebody does.
I guess.
According to tasteofsavoy.com, you can refrigerate your cheese fondue.
Really?
They say to make sure it's cold and then stick it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Freezing fondue can also be done. You need to wait until it's cold and hard and then cut it into chunks and freeze in sealed plastic bags.
Whoa.
They say you can reheat your fondue in the microwave or over low heat.
Really?
And you might want to stir in a little bit of milk or wine until it's smooth.
Ooh.
They also recommend some dishes like cauliflower cheese and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
According to cheesesfromswitzerland.com, they recommend using cubes of bread for your fondue.
Yeah, of course.
They say here that cheese sticks better to day-old bread than fresh.
Really?
They recommend boiled potatoes, blanched vegetables, and fruit such as pears, apples, or grapes.
Yummy.
Swiss cheese is not a sponsor, but if it was, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese?
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy, that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. Given Valentine's Day is coming up, there's an interesting thing on themeltingpot.com.
Ooh.
Now, if you're fortunate enough to have one of these places in your state, they actually offer a fondue experience.
Ooh.
And apparently, they've got something for Valentine's Day.
Romantic.
They're going to be giving away to four lucky couples the ultimate five-course experience.
Ooh.
And this is for a romantic proposal on Leap Day, February 29th.
Ooh.
You've got until the 18th to tell them a little bit about yourself, your partner, and your love story by February 18th, 2024 at 5 p.m.
Whoa.
And trust me when I say the Melting Pot is no cheap place to get fondue. So if you're not interested in spending money and going out and doing fondue, there's a few ways to make it at home.
Really?
One of my actual favorites is from Aldi.
Ooh, yeah.
They have something called the Emporium Selection Fondue.
Yeah.
You basically take it out of the bag, stick it in your fondue pot, let it heat up, and eat.
Yum.
It says here, it's a savory cheese with complex fruity flavors. It's best served melted and dipped with bread.
Yeah.
And they have a blend of Gruyere, Emmentaler, and Raclette.
Ooh, yum.
We've got a traditional recipe on foodandwine.com.
Okay.
They call for a clove of garlic, a pound of Gruyere,
whoa,
grated, a half a pound of grated Emmentaler,
okay,
a cup of dry white wine, a tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon of cornstarch,
okay,
a teaspoon of fresh lemon juice, 1.5 tablespoons of kirsch, some ground black pepper, and freshly grated nutmeg.
Yummy.
If this seems a little too fancy for your taste.
Not really.
There's a couple of other recipes out there.
Okay.
According to ForksandFolly.com, there's a 2-ingredient, in my opinion, Americanized version.
Okay.
They're using 24 ounces of a cheddar cheese spread in a cup.
Okay.
And 12 ounces of beer.
Beer and cheese.
I mean, I know it's Americanized, but
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look bad. It's
yeah.
just melted cheese that you can dip stuff
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Let's face it, that sounds yummy.
Yum.
There's a pretty simple one on tasteofhome.com.
Okay.
They call for 1.5 to 2 cups of milk, 2 packages of cream cheese, 1.5 cups of grated Parmesan, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, and of course, a loaf of bread cubed.
Ooh, yeah.
And in the comments, they say that with some leftovers, somebody made some Alfredo sauce.
Ooh.
It's time for my favorite segment.
This week in cheese.
According to ir.kraftheinzcompany.com, Philadelphia cream cheese has debuted a first ever no-hole bagel.
What?
They've partnered with 5 bagel shops.
Okay.
Utopia Bagels in New York, Steingold's of Chicago, Starship Bagels Dallas, Rubenstein Bagels in Seattle, and St. Viateur Bagels in Montreal.
Whoa.
And they say this is a one-of-a-kind solution that offers more space to enjoy its only cream cheese spread of choice, Philadelphia.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay, what did cheese say to the fondue pot?
I have no idea.
You really make me melt.
Oh.
Get it? You really make me melt?
Yeah, I get it. Not bad, not bad.
I mean, this one was super simple and a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 116, Deja Fondue.
Thank you.
Catch us on Instagram where we're sharing a few of our favorite pictures from our recent trip to the melting pot.
Stay cheesy, everybody.